Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. It's Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That means it's time for Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright. Leanne Tyler's newest release, A Letter, A Garden, A Journal, A Chance at Love, Secrets on River Road. Madison Franklin is called to Wyndham House in the late spring of 1920. Curiosity for a side of her family she knows nothing about draws her in and leads her deeper and deeper in unraveling the Wyndham past. She and her intriguing new neighbor, Connor Montgomery, become fast friends, and as their relationship grows, they discover more secrets on River Road than either could have ever imagined. Leanne Tyler's Secrets on River Road, available where all fine books are sold. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions, worth staying up all night for. And good evening. You're visiting Hummingbird Place. We're glad you've joined us in the new Dark Hollows Press studios. Donna Wright has Michelle Lindo Rice, Sharon Lucas, and Tricia Anderson on the couch this evening as these authors tell us more about themselves and their latest releases. There's updates on Romancing the Smokies event on March 19, 2016. We'll have romance news or other news at the bottom of the hour. All that's this week on Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, brought to you by Dark Hollows Press. I'm Jackie DeVera, and now your Bonhomas Scrivener for this evening, Donna Wright.
And that would be me. I am Donna Wright. This is Hummingbird Place. And we're going to have a wonderful time tonight with our guests. I'm so looking forward to talking with them. Just a little update on what's going on with Romancing the Smokies. It appears that we are going to have a wonderful time. Jean Joachim has joined us. And also Krista Nicole will be with us. So there's a couple of new people that's going to be there. I hope you'll be there. Remember, it's March 19th, 2016, and it is going to be an elegant luncheon, and so I'm really looking forward to that, and I hope you are too. Our first guest on the couch this evening is Michelle Lindo Rice, and Michelle has a book called Tell Me Lies that she's going to tell us all about. But first, she's going to tell us all about this huge award she got this recently.
Hello. Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure.
Yes, thank you. I drove to Memphis, Tennessee for the Black Writers book conference, and so I was nominated for Author of the Year for the BWABC Literacy Rocks Festival, and so I was super excited to be nominated, especially as a special educator where I work with helping struggling readers. And so, you know, I went through the entire nomination process. And so when I heard my name called, there was no feeling like that in the world to receive that award. I know I write for, you know, I write, but I could barely put two words together. I was really overwhelmed. Because, you know, the fans have a lot, the readers have a lot to do with the votes as well, you know,
yes.
Once you go through the process. So it was extremely exciting for me. It was my first ever award as well. So.
Oh, well, Michelle, that is so exciting. It's one of those times when you remember that life is made up of those moments that take your breath away.
Exactly. And also just getting a chance at the Black Writers and Book Club Conference to meet with other readers and, you know, the book clubs that come in, it was just an exciting time.
I'm so excited for you. Now, I know a secret about you.
Okay.
It is a deep, dark...
I wonder
dark...
if I know it.
I think you do. I'm not going to swear to it. But my understanding is you are the daughter of the one and only LaShira Lee.
Oh, no, I am not her daughter. Her daughter
okay.
is actually Jackie Lee, and she just recently won the AALS, AALA award. She's a young, for being a young author, she won the award.
Okay, well, my producer had thought that that was you, but both of you, it seems like everybody in LaShira's life is winning awards. When do I get to win one? I'm in her life. She's my friend.
Keep hanging out with her, and you probably will.
Because she is fabulous.
Yes.
Okay.
Her daughter was one of the three authors on the Brown Girls publishing line. And
right.
Her Jackie Lee, Morgan Billingsley, and Gabby Simone released The Perfect Summer, and I believe the other one was called The Perfect Present. And I read it. Awesome work from brand new young writers, and they were honored with an award for their efforts. Absolutely.
That is so wonderful. Again, these, you know, even when it's a friend, you just, you have to be excited, but for yourself to have won what you won, I mean, that's amazing. It had to have been one of the most exciting moments of your life.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's coming up for Michelle? I know that you have a book out called Tell Me Lies, or coming up.
Yes, I do. I have a book coming out with, I recently signed with Brown Girls Books and their Faith imprint. And so I have a book coming out called Tell Me Lies, and Tell Me Lies is the first in the Nothing But the Truth series. And so I'm expecting, by God's grace, to release two more underneath that series. And so it's a story about two friends, one who falls in love with Mr. Perfect and
of
one
course.
Who falls in love with Mr. Wrong, or so they think. And so they're going to go through a whole tangled web of lies to get to the truth and hopefully find real love, you know. I certainly enjoyed writing this Christian fiction with strong romance elements.
And I enjoy those types of books very, very much. I like the ones where everyone has flaws and no one is perfect, because the ones where everyone is perfect make me want to throw the book up against the wall.
Exactly. Well, whenever you read one of my books, you get to know some seriously flawed characters who have to rely on their faith, you know, and their belief system to get them through. But you also get juicy drama and a clean fiction read.
That sounds like a great book to me. I am on the couch right now with Michelle Lindo Rice here at Hummingbird Place, and we'll be right back.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream, with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit romancingthesmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dark Hollows Press Studio. You're listening to The Hummingbird Place, your true home for romance.
You know, when something goes out to the internet, it's there forever, right? So when you advertise with Hummingbird Place, you're investing in the potential to have continuous, ongoing, never-ending exposure via the airwaves, or the interwebs, as the case may be. Not just Monday nights, but 24/7. Blog Talk Radio archives are available anytime the internet is working for people to download and listen to Donna and her guests, which could be you for that matter. Hummingbird Place, being your home for romance, produces author spotlights, showcase specials, and author jams. And that's an exclusive show that is all about you. Now, when you have a new release, a call for submission, a writing workshop, an appearance and signing, giveaways, cover reveals, whatever your creative heart can come up with, contact us. We're here, and we'll be there to cover your special event that's all about you. Go to thehummingbirdplace.com and fill out that form under contacts, or write to ads, that's ADS, at thehummingbirdplace.com and talk to me, Jackie DeVera. The Hummingbird Place. It's your home for romance.
And we are on the couch this evening with a new friend, Michelle Lindo Rice. She is a friend of LaShira Lee, who sends me many, many fine young writers that always capture my attention. And Michelle is one of those people now. She's got a new book out called Tell Me Lies. She's an award-winning author now. And Michelle, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what you have done in the past?
Okay. A few of my other, besides being an educator, a few of my other books that I've written a set of books in the Able to Love series, and in the Able to Love series, one of the main characters each has a disability, and so that series has been so well received by readers all over. I've gotten, you know, inboxes, and you know, for me, my writing is also a way of ministering and reaching others, you know. And I also wrote the On the Right Path series, where it is definitely filled with a really hot romance, and I'm definitely looking forward to people meeting Sydney Richardson and Pastor Nell Charleston in Tell Me Lies. The Able to Love series was also an interracial romance series, and Tell Me Lies as well has interracial romance as well in it, because where I live here in Port Charlotte, there's actually so many interracial couples that it inspired me to write Christian interracial romances.
And you said you lived in Port Charlotte. Now, where is that?
Port Charlotte, hardly anyone ever knows where it is. So I'm going to give you maybe main points. Port Charlotte is probably 90 minutes south of Tampa. And let's see. Yeah, from Miami, it's like two and a half hours north of Miami. So I'm in between Sarasota and Fort Myers in Charlotte County, Florida.
Okay, now your accent is kind of, I can't place it. Are you, were you born or raised?
Yes, I do have an accent. I am from Jamaica, West Indies originally.
Okay, all right.
And I migrated to America when I was 11 years old, but it's still here, and I'm loving everything. It does tell where I'm from.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
Oh, thank you.
Please
so
don't take that wrong. It is quite lovely. And in fact, you could take over my job because yours is so nice. But the great thing about that is that I am in control of the board, as they call it in radio. So
yes.
I'm not going to let you. So now, Ms. Michelle, believe it or not, you know, here, I mean, you know, I know how people do. They start getting ready and they're thinking, you know, wow, I'm going to be on radio, and they get a little nervous about it and everything. But, you know, our time is actually drawing kind of near. So what I would like to do is have you tell everybody how they can find you and find your books.
Thank you so much. Please find me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Facebook as Michelle Lindo Rice, Twitter at M Lindo Rice. You can also read samples of all my books. I currently have 8 released at www.michellelindorice.com, or check out my blog, www.michellelindorice.blogspot.com. I do have sample chapters all over and videos for everyone to check out and keep up with me. I thank you so much for having me tonight on your show. And for giving me a chance to talk about Tell Me Lies. I am so anticipating this release, and I cannot wait to hear from readers when they read it. Thank you.
And everybody, you heard that. Michelle really wants you to contact her once you've read it. Let her know what you love about it, and I'm sure you're going to love everything. Michelle, once again, thank you so much. It has been my pleasure having you.
Thank you very much. Good night.
So that's Michelle Lindo Rice. She does a wonderful job here on the radio, but she cannot have my job because I'm still in charge. And her latest release, Tell Me Lies, it sounds wonderful. Now, I want to just clarify that Michelle Lindo Rice, for her page, her site, is Michelle Lindo Rice. I want to spell it for you. It's M as in mother, of course, I-C-H-E-L-L-E. LINDORICE. So remember that, MichelleLindoRice.com. She says she has videos on there. She's got sample chapters of her work, and I know you're going to just really enjoy that. Right now, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to be back with an old buddy of mine, Tricia Anderson, and I'm really excited about that. So you stay where you are and don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright.
If you're looking for honest reviews in a magazine you can actually hold in your hands, you're looking for a fair decor. Grab your favorite drink and get in your coziest chair and enjoy reading about your favorite authors, as well as articles and reviews of fiction and nonfiction. Reviews for contemporary, historical, paranormal, suspense, fantasy, and erotic. Go to adcmagazine.com for more information. Affair Decor, it's the only place you can have an affair without the guilt.
Lexi Witcher is the author of young adult contemporary paranormal romances. Her Bittersweet 16 series begins with Dodie Jinx as your typical teenager, until she learns she is the next in line to be claimed by a 300-year-old curse on her 16th birthday. While struggling for her life, Dodie unravels a chain of events that no one is prepared for. Dodie and the warlock she loves work together to find the key that will set the Dougherty descendants free in the Bittersweet 16 series by Lexi Witcher on Amazon.com and where all fine ebooks are sold.
I am really excited tonight to have a friend of mine, Tricia Anderson. She is with us tonight to discuss her latest release, The Heartbreaker. Tricia, welcome back to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance.
Hi, Donna. I'm glad to be here.
I am so excited. Tell us all about The Heartbreaker.
Well, The Heartbreaker is actually the second book of what is called the Heart of Braden series. It was the most awesome writing experience I've had. Seven or eight of us had gotten together. We imagined and made up this little town in Iowa, and we will have eight romances all dealing in the same small town, and particularly mine. If anyone has read my work, they know I have a small, slight obsession with mixed martial arts. So my hero, just light, my hero is a mixed martial artist who was injured in the octagon and forced to head home, where, of course, he runs into his crush, who happens to be the town librarian and the preacher's daughter, and, of course, a rather torrid affair ensues against her father's wishes, and it snowballs from there.
So this is part of an – now, which book is this? In this series?
This is book two.
Book two. Okay, so,
yes.
And each of you have their own book, and so you might write about the farmer, and somebody else writes about the butcher, and somebody else writes about the baker, and somebody else writes about the candlestick maker, so you guys have sat down and just plotted this town.
Yes, exactly, and it was literally 8 months of shooting each other messages over Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Visiting the town, coming up with, okay, what does this character do? How many bars do we have in town? What does this bar owner do? And which I point out the bar owner just because, incidentally, my secondary character was the bar owner. And
uh-huh.
I think originally we had planned on being in Iowa. You know, if you've ever been in Iowa, you have just as many churches as you do bars.
Right.
And that's quite a lot. So I think originally planned 3, 4, 5 bars, and all of a sudden everybody kept hitting mine. So my secondary character ends up literally, I think he's through all eight books. There's this one character called Buddy. He came out of my book. He's the best friend of the MMA fighter. The MMA fighter ends up living with him while he rehabs. And so there's a lot of Buddy in my book, but there's a lot of Buddy everywhere. So,
did you say Buddy?
Buddy. I don't know why I came up with that
name.
It's just,
I think I dated him in high school.
You might have, actually.
Is he from Iowa or is he from New Jersey? I mean, where is he from? No, I'm just teasing. I'm just aggravating. So you have had, but from what you're saying, you've just had a wonderful time getting into this.
Absolutely. The way I got into it is I volunteered to help out with any questions that anyone had because I'm the resident Iowan. Everybody else is from all over the world. I'm the one who actually lives here. And so I was like, well, I'll help with any questions. The difference is I live in a city, but I've been to enough small towns to know what happens, and I have friends from small towns. So I lived in one for like 6 months. I know what happens.
Right.
And I got roped into it, but it's been wonderful. I'll get messages from someone from like England going, okay, so what do you call this? In England,
yeah,
we call it this. What do you call it? I'm like, yeah, not that.
I know. My uncle's 84, and he's never really spoken to someone that's from England. And we were talking the other day about how the trunk of a car is a boot, and an elevator is a lift, and a can, like if you have a can of peas, you'd have a tin of peas. So I can only imagine all of the different slang, for lack of a better word, that they would need to know what we actually say.
Right. And it was in just the different ways things are, the only way I can say it's handled. One thing that came up was wind farms, which in Iowa we have a lot of wind farms. It's flat. There's a lot of wind. We have a lot of wind farms.
Right.
And my understanding, I could be wrong, somebody can correct me, is that, because I took it from someone I knew about cell phone towers, so I could only imagine it's the same with wind towers. If they put it up on your property, they pay you rent for that area of land. And somebody in England goes, no, they just plop it up there and they don't pay you anything. And I was just shocked.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I was like,
that's nice. Do you?
No. There'd be farmers out there having, you know how much money I'm losing with you putting that there? That's a lot of crops here. And they were, as far as I understood, they pay rent to the farmer for the little area that wind farm is on.
I think that's, I think they should. Somebody should.
Yeah.
So whoever's doing it, I think it's great, that you have the wind farms. I'm all for renewable energies. So, let's call it what it is. I think that's great. I am on the couch with my pal, Tricia Anderson. And Tricia, we will be right back. And I want to talk about your latest endeavor when we get back.
Sounds good.
All right. Just one moment. We'll be right back.
Dark Hollows Press re-release of Victoria Sue's debut book, Rally Point Rescue, is Tuesday, October 6th. It's a suspenseful shifter read with twists and turns at nearly every page. Victoria Sue's Rally Point Rescue, on sale Tuesday.
All right, we are on the couch with Tricia Anderson. She is a well-known author who has had several books out, the latest one, The Heartbreaker, part of the series. However, Trish has a new endeavor that she'd like to discuss tonight. And Trish, why don't you go ahead and tell us about it?
Well, I decided that, author and all that wasn't enough. I would take on the title of magazine publisher / editor, or e-zine publisher / editor. I am currently in the process, and it was supposed to release today. I got a feeling we're going to miss the date by a day, maybe two, but I am currently in the process of releasing a new romance e-zine called Love Lines.
Sounds wonderful. Tell me everything that's going to be in it. Tell me what you're looking for, because a lot of authors listen here at Hummingbird Place, and so maybe there are things that authors or readers could contribute.
I would love it if they would. I need all the material I can get. One thing I'm looking for is articles. I am planning on trying to get some interviews in. If anybody's got somebody they think would be totally outstanding for an interview, I would love to know it. Currently in this edition, well, one article I know that's in it is the day in the life of a romance author, and I kind of took a day out of my book. Anything like that, funny, informative, doesn't matter. I'll take it. I am looking for excerpts for books. If you want somebody to take a look at your book, I'd like to hear it. Yeah, just like a 750-word excerpt with the blurb and the cover art. I am looking for advertising. If you're interested in advertising with Lovelines, I would love to hear from you. I'm trying to think of other things. Oh, and the one thing that I am currently really, really strongly looking for is any kind of review. I know there's a bunch of review teams that are out there that get together and they do reviews. If anyone knows of anyone, let me know. I would love to print reviews in my magazine, but I don't have time to read that many books. So if somebody's willing to have them printed along with what they do, I'd love to do it.
That sounds wonderful. I think it's exciting. Lovelines Magazine and Hummingbird Place are going to get together. We're going to be offering some advertising packages together, and who knows what kind of trouble we'll get in together, because as everybody knows, I pretty much know how to get into trouble.
Oh, I'm good at it, too.
That is basically our forte. Would you not say that, Tricia?
I would say so, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, getting into trouble is... Yeah, it's our thing, so to speak. So remember, that's Loveline Magazine. And Tricia, how can they get to Lovelines to sign up just to be someone who would like to receive the magazine?
Well, to sign up, I have got to still set up a Facebook page. So the best way to get, and I'm going to kind of plug my own books here, I haven't gotten it up yet, but by the end of the evening I will. I will have a link to the website on my own website, which is www.TriciaAnderson, and that's with an E-N, TriciaAnderson, all one word, .com. I'll have a link to Lovelines. I will also have a link to the Facebook page. I haven't quite gotten up yet either. And once I've got those two up, you just click. I'll have you a link. You can go straight to it and sign yourself up.
And there will be all kinds of ways to promote yourself with Lovelines Magazine. And if you're a reader, reviewer, or blogger, I'm sure that you have things that you can contribute. Not only can you contribute, but if you'd just like to receive a copy of the magazine, we'd love to send it to you, wouldn't we, Trish?
Oh, we absolutely would. I've got a mailing list going. I'd love to get some readership.
Sounds great. Now, we've talked about Lovelines Magazine, your latest endeavor. We've talked about The Heartbreaker, which is your latest release. I'm going to ask you this. What is next for Tricia Anderson?
Well, what is next, and this is almost, I would say, as much as I am totally loving Lovelines and it's my baby, this is even more exciting news. I was, unfortunately, one of the authors that were involved with SCP when they closed down.
Right.
However, I have signed re-releases for both my Black Irish series and my hard drive series with Heartwood Publishing.
That is fabulous. I am so excited to hear that.
Yes. So they are going to come out brand new covers, probably some new content. And I can definitely guarantee one book has got new content. Hard drive, the prequel to the hard drive series, definitely has new content. They're all going to be new. They're all going to be out pretty soon. We're in the process of starting to re-release them.
That is fabulous. I hope you'll let me know. We'll be glad to help you get that out there, Tricia. We love you, and we just want to help you all we can.
Absolutely. I'd love to be back and talk about it.
We will have you back. Believe me, we will. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tricia Anderson. And, Trish, before you go, there is one thing I want to make doubly sure of. And that is that when we're looking up your website, is it Tricia Anderson or is there just one A?
There are two A's.
There are two A's, okay.
It is confusing, but there are actually two A's. So it would be double A, and it's the last letter of my first name and the first letter of my last name. So.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure. So that's TriciaA. Anderson.com. That's TriciaAnderson.com. She's going to have information there for you where you can where you can get information on Lovelines. She's also going to have information on all of her books. And tell me again who's going to re-release your Secret Cravings books.
Heartwood Publishing.
Heartwood Publishing. We'll have to look them up. I'm not familiar with them.
Yep, I think they're relatively new, but I am super excited. It has been a huge positive experience so far. It's been extremely exciting.
I'm so excited for you. Ladies and gentlemen, Tricia Anderson, and that is S-E-N,
yep,
and not S-O-N. And she is the publisher editor of Love Lines magazine, and she's got some fabulous books out there. Tricia, thank you so, so much for being on the air. We just loved having you. We've got a lot of things to still accomplish this evening, so let's just get right to it.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit romancingthesmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio.
I am very excited to tell you that Ms. Mallory Kane decided to take the night off, and it's not because she's sick, because we let her inside instead of making her sit out in the gazebo. I promise you none of that is true. She has actually went to the NINC conference, and I'm sure she's going to have wonderful news next week about that. Now, for now, however, Jackie DeVera is going to fill in, and Jackie, romance news, let's have it.
I'm Jackie DeVera for Romance News this October 5th, 2015. Mallory Kane has the evening off. A new approach to charting authors' earnings reveals self-published indie writers in the past 5 years of the ebook revolution now lead recently published traditional authors in earnings from Kindle ebooks. Hugh Howey's author earnings operation has conducted 7 quarterly reports covering half a billion ebook purchases, $3 billion in consumer ebook spending, and $1 billion in author earnings. The analysis matched up author names to create a single merged data set, which included more than 200,000 authors and their cumulative 7-quarter sales and author earnings from the subset of their Kindle books, which appeared on any Amazon bestseller list or sublist during any of the AE snapshots. It also included their Kindle bestseller sales and earnings broken down by individual quarter. There are thousands of consistent 5-figure earning Kindle midlisters, both traditionally published and indie. Over 2,200 are consistently making $25,000 a year or more on their Kindle bestsellers, and more than 1,200 authors in the dataset are making $50,000 a year or more on their Kindle bestsellers alone. Howey points out that, although the odds on making a full-time, high-paying career out of writing are still long and always have been, the chances of achieving success as writers are better today, and there are more ways to make it happen than at any previous time in history. Over the last year, the major publishers, including Hachette, Penguin, Ramden House, Macmillan, and Simon & Schuster, have all renegotiated their agreements with online retailers and can all now dictate the price of their ebooks. No longer can retailers discount their ebooks to gain market advantage. This means that the retail and distribution ebook wars and legal battles are over, and now the major publishers are setting their ebook prices in concrete. But when you look at many new titles from traditional publishers, it's pretty clear that they do not want to sell ebooks. Would you buy the Kindle version of Killing Reagan at $16.79 or the hardcover at $17.99? Which version does the publisher want you to buy? Derek Haynes of Just Publishing Blog said he could post hundreds of ebooks from the Big Five where their e-versions are a dollar or less lower than their hardbacks. But Hines says the change in ebook pricing by traditional publishers is an opportunity for self-publishing authors to take the ebook market for their own. The traditional publishers apparently don't want it. Readers aren't stupid and know what they're buying, and they also are smart enough to know when they're being taken for a ride. This is a chance for self-publishing authors to chisel out a part of the publishing market that the big publishers seem to be thumbing their noses at. It will still take some work, Haynes said. Self-publishing in general still has a way to go. While many, many self-published authors have made huge strides in this regard, there is still a lot of junk being published, he says. However, for those who are writing great stories, the Kill the Ebook pricing from the Big Five gives a chance to create a price and quality differential. Time will tell, of course, if this proves to be a golden opportunity for self-publishing authors. I'm one of those people who will readily admit to being happy that genre lines have blurred crazily in the recent years. I know this is a romance news, but heck, I couldn't find a great deal this week, and since it's the season, we're bringing you the 10 best horror books you've never read. Nick Cutter's The Deep is The Shining Meets the Abyss. Something is happening at the research station at the bottom of the Pacific. Here, Nick Cutter picked 10 of his favorite off-the-radar, little-known horror novels. One is The Light at the End by John Skip and Craig Spector. The young terrors of the 90s horror, they started a groundswell movement in the genre known as splatterpunk, which was about being extreme, over the edge. This vampire tale is a rough, brutal, funny, and boundary-breaking story. Number two is Swan Song by Robert McCammon. Nick Cutter says McCammon is a marvel. He began his career writing fireballing horror books, morphed in mid-career to writing realist tales with dark overtones, and now is writing historical fiction. Swan Song is 900 pages concerning the aftermath of a global holocaust. He makes you care deeply about his characters, takes huge risks, and writes with a ton of heart. Number three, The Elementals by Michael McDowell. McDowell scripted Beetlejuice. The Elements concerns a rich, dandyish southern family sojourn at a vacation spot deep in the south, a trio of old houses at an isolated beach, one of which is haunted. Number four is Every House is Haunted by Ian Rogers. This perfect little spider's web of a story collection. The standout novella in this collection, The House on Ashley Avenue, has been optioned for TV. The Girl Next Door by Jack Ketchum. Ketchum is a horror writer's horror writer. You can't unread a Ketchum book, so take that as fair warning. The Girl Next Door is 100 proof horror. It's real life horror so believable and psychologically astute that it might just change you. Number six, The Damnation Game by Clive Barker. This is his first novel after his genre-altering Books of Blood series. It's got everything that clearly fascinates and repulses Barker in equal measure. Number seven, City Infernal by Edward Lee. Lee doesn't just jump over the line of bad taste, he hurdles it gleefully. City Infernal is a tamer Lee, where he envisions hell as a city, quaint by his standards. Geek Love by Catherine Dunn. There are books that create a world that pull you in, and it's like slipping underwater. You're deeply entrenched with those characters, that story, until the book ends and you can surface for air. Geek Love, says Cutter, is one of those rare books. Enter Night by Michael Rowe. Rowe pulls the reader in slowly and uses his remote Scandinavian setting to great effect. There is nothing gory or outrageous on display. Rowe wants to scare the reader. That is clearly his express mandate, and he is well-versed in the trappings of fear. And number 10 is Ghost Story by Peter Straub. Ghost Story, which Stephen King famously called a tiger tank of a book made of iron and well-nigh unstoppable, is one of those exceptional works that, while written primarily for horror readers, is so wonderful that it breached its containment and ran roughshod over the general populace. And this just in, Visions of Fear by our own Donna Wright, is free tonight through Wednesday on Amazon. Mason Fletcher is a lifetime member of the artisan community of Amber Cove. He has been blessed or cursed with visions. When young women go missing, the visions kick into high gear. But so does FBI agent Joe Caldwell. And she soon learns, against her better judgment, to use Mason's visions as an integral part of solving the mystery. However, when he also becomes a suspect, she fears she has not only lost her perspective, but her heart. Visions of Fear, an Amber Cove novella by Donna Wright, is free tonight, now through Wednesday, October the 7th. And Jackie DeVera Books has a snippet of news as well this evening. Jackie DeVera has a new release coming out this month, just before Halloween. It's a short, sweet shifter book I'm calling Queen of the Hollow. If you want to know why, be sure to purchase a copy on October 29th. Calla is a young shifter, the only female within miles of High Lonesome, her small town in southern West Virginia. Her mother has managed to keep her safe from the bounty of mountain lion males in their heels, but now Calla finds herself alone without a protector, and the moon is full. Queen of the Hollow, releasing October 29th, 2015. And that does it for Romance News from Hummingbird Place and Dark Hollows Press tonight. Have a great week.
That was fabulous, Jackie. Thank you so much. We have something new here tonight on Hummingbird Place. Madame Jessica is going to give us a little book review. And Madame Jessica, are you ready?
I am.
All right. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the book, the title, the author, and whether or not we should recommend it to our listeners?
I definitely recommend this book. It is called Lucky Number 4, and it's by Amanda Jason. This is a first novel under this name. She writes under another name. But it is one of my books I go to after I've read one of the heart-wrenching, sobbing, just break-your-heart kind of books, because it's light and funny, and I find it slightly humorous. It's just something that makes me feel better after I've read one of those gut-wrenching ones.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about the hero and the heroine and how they meet.
You actually do not know who the hero is until around the last couple chapters of the book. It is done in a perspective of Pandora, who is a working college student, and she needs to find a new roommate because things happen. Her roommates just got married to so she is dealing with newlywed syndrome. And she finds a wonderful apartment with three handsome men that need a fourth person to live in this apartment with them. During the book, you see everything from her perspective, but get snippets of the male love interest perspective through journal entries, which seem kind of creepy and stalkerish, but are very, very funny because he has fallen deeply in love with her without her even knowing it. Eventually, there is a happy ever after moment, but they go through lots of ups and downs in between, and it's just the pitfalls, and of course there is, you know, other family members causing drama in their lives, and it's just like it says, it's a lucky number 4. They need the fourth person in the apartment, so they do whatever they can to keep her.
I think that sounds great. How many stars would you give it?
I would give it a solid 4 stars. It is just, it is one of those books I do go back to.
And so, so you've read it more than once?
I have read it more than once. I've read it at least twice, and it is one of my recommendations to people who are coming in to look for a light, fun book with just a little bit of creepiness to it, because, you know, what's more creepy than reading someone's thoughts and feelings?
Yeah.
When the other person doesn't know them, so.
Exactly.
It's really a good, good read.
All right. That's Madam Jessica, the librarian. And Madam Jessica, tell us again the name of the book and the author.
It is Lucky Number 4 by Amanda Jason.
And according to Madam Jessica, you should pick that up. Sweetheart, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Donna. Have a great night.
You too.
Dark Hollows Press is a publisher of romance whose authors present high-quality stories full of desire. They welcome submissions from both new as well as established authors. They offer a built-in reader base, professional editing, cover design and marketing, worldwide distribution, and competitive royalties paid monthly. Dark Hollows Press publishes all genres of romantic expression, from historical to fantasy, sci-fi to contemporary, and now urban fantasy and new adult. Find submission guidelines or find a new favorite book or author at darkhollowspress.com.
And we are about to welcome our last guest for the evening, and her name happens to be Sharon Lucas. And Sharon, we do welcome you to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. And you're going to tell us all about your book called Planet.
Good evening, and how are you this evening, Donna?
I'm doing fabulous, sweetie.
Well, thank you. This is my first book. I am an avid reader, an event planner. I am retired. And this is just something that I have been working on. I have been planning a lot of literary events, looking around, and thought, I need to put this on paper to help other people.
So what is planet? Let's make it very clear what we're saying to the audience. It's not like Planet Hollywood. It's plan, P-L-A-N-I-T.
That's correct. And it is a resource guide for book clubs, authors, and event planners.
Oh, well, I want that.
I'll be glad to send you one.
Okay, that sounds great. Send it right over. Okay, so
tell me
as an author, what Planet is going to do for me.
As an author, it will help you to connect and build relationships with book clubs.
Okay.
We have so many of our brick-and-mortar stores closing, and book launches aren't being attended as they once were. And it's important for authors to build relationships with book clubs because we support you.
Right, exactly. I totally agree with that. So as an author then, you're going to teach me in your book, Planet, how to find and relate to book clubs?
Absolutely. It's all about relationships.
That is definitely true. Now, but now, that my problem has always been, maybe we should have a counseling session here. My problem as an author has always been finding, you know, the marketing, number one, is an extremely hard part of being an author. There are a lot of us who just want to write our books and sell them and become millionaires, and it doesn't work that way. You have to be a marketeer. You have to get out there and know who your audience is, know how to find them, and know how to relate to them. And I'm sure you're agreeing with everything. So what you're going to do in Planet is you are going to tell authors how they can find the book clubs, find readership, and relate to that readership.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because you have to have readers. And
right.
As a reader, we are looking for authors who are what I call reader-friendly.
Right. Right.
You know, you just can't write and not try to bring the reader into your audience. It's just simply about relationships and how you should kind of become famous at home, and as you meet the book clubs in the area where you live and they travel and meet other readers, that's a way of growing your audience.
Now, I want to say something here, Sharon, if you don't care. A friend of mine went to a very well-known conference one time. It's been several years ago. And she was with her friend. And we'll call her friend Donna just because I think it's a beautiful name. And
okay.
So Donna was all excited, and she said, oh, my gosh, there's so-and-so. And she said, and so-and-so was an author. I don't honestly know who the author was, so I'm being honest when I say that. And so she goes up to the big so-and-so author, and the big so-and-so author is closing down her table from a book signing. And so what happened was Donna says, I'm just so excited to meet you. I was just wondering if you'll sign my book. And the response that she got was, well, I guess I'll have to.
And that should have been the last book that Donna bought from her.
That I know that if it had truly been me, I would have burned any books I had.
Oh, I would have too.
I don't
burn
books.
If this is
lightly.
The way you're making your money, then you've got to kind of pull up your big girl's panties and make it happen.
Exactly.
Reach out. Be friendly.
Well, there was one funny part to that. My friend who was with her, she turned, the big so-and-so author turned to her and said, I guess you'll want an autograph too. And she said, I don't even know who you are.
Oh, that was good. That was excellent.
And she was telling the truth. She was unfamiliar with the author, her, you know, her very own personal self. But I just thought that was such a just justified.
Absolutely.
just so justified. Basically, there are ways to reach out and ways not to reach out. And I think authors, and I hope you'll agree with me on this, don't you think that they have got to learn when they are in a specific environment, especially, that it doesn't matter if their back hurts, and it doesn't matter if they're tired, and it doesn't matter if they're sleepy. They have a certain way they should act.
I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, you have to create an atmosphere that people will want to buy your books. You have to create an atmosphere where people will want to be around you.
Exactly. And I can tell you that there are very few authors that I have met that I would not buy their books because of the way they've acted. But there are.
And I agree with that, too.
But there
are. If you're like me, I buy a book just because the author is nice.
I've done that
many
times.
It may not even be a genre that I like, but if they have sold themselves to me, I'm going to buy that book because if nothing else, I can give that book as a gift.
Exactly. And I have done that before. In fact, I said to a friend of mine, and I won't say who it is, but she's NYT. She's a very, very nice person that I've known for several years now. And one time I told her, I said, you know, I really don't have the time to read, but I buy your books just because I want to support you. And she said, I don't care if you read it or not, you've bought it. You know?
That's absolutely.
And I have ended up giving those books as gifts. And, you know, here they are signed by an NYT author. And so everybody's happy in the end.
That's the way we have to do it.
Okay, we are talking to Sharon Lucas about her book, Planet, and it is sounds like a fabulous nonfiction. We'll talk a little bit more in just a moment. Sharon, we'll be right back.
Shannon West's latest Dark Hollow Wolfpack book is Lucky Number 13, Kian's Alpha. As a child, Kian discovered that he had special abilities, abilities that eventually brought him to the attention of the Dark Hollow Wolves. Jim, their new alpha, had no intention of mating an omega, which was fine with Kian, who had nothing but bad luck with alphas. Jim wouldn't force an omega into a relationship he didn't want, and then he met Kian. Kian has to struggle against his past and learn to trust in Jim, and they have to stand together against the sinister outside forces that sent Kian to the Dark Hollow Wolves in the first place, influences that threaten to drive a wedge between the entire pack and tear them apart. From Dark Hollow's Press, Kian's Alpha by Shannon West. It's the 13th book in the Dark Hollows Wolfpack series. If you need to catch up, now, first time ever. The first four books are available in a box set, and the rest will be out soon. Kian's Alpha hit Amazon's bestseller number one spot in its genre in just 2 days. Find out why for yourself. Kian's Alpha, available in all fine ebook outlets. Lexi Witcher is the author of young adult contemporary paranormal romances. Her Bittersweet 16 series begins with Dodie Jinx as your typical teenager, until she learns she is the next in line to be claimed by a 300-year-old curse on her 16th birthday. While struggling for her life, Dodie unravels a chain of events that no one is prepared for. Dodie and the warlock she loves work together to find the key that will set the Dougherty descendants free. In the Bittersweet 16 series by Lexi Witcher, on Amazon.com and where all fine ebooks are sold.
Now, Sharon, you said that I am on the couch here with Sharon Lucas here at Hummingbird Place, coming to you from the Dark Hollows Press studio. Couldn't think of the word studio. Sorry, it's getting late in the night, and I haven't had any drugs this evening, so so I really don't know what I'm doing. Uh-huh. Okay, so
well, that's
Planet,
okay. I'm enjoying it.
So, but Planet is also for the reader.
Yes, it is.
And tell me how, yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's for the reader because I remember when I wanted to start a book club. I was a full-time mother. I had a full-time stressful job, a full-time wife, and I wanted to do something just for me. And I loved to read. And out of that eventually became a book club that I founded in 1998, and it's still going strong. But women need... We need other women, and
book clubs
are just a wonderful, wonderful way to relate with other women. But we sit around and we talk about, let's do this, let's do that. And so this is about how to stop procrastinating and get that group together so that you can meet some of your needs.
Now, also, you said you're an event planner, so I'm assuming that you're also letting authors know how to plan events, or even readers know how to plan author events.
Well, I read the first review of my book, and I was just overwhelmed that the person who wrote the review said that this, that part of the book about event planning was not just for book clubs or literary events, but she felt that anyone could read that and get a good feel for how to put together an event. And that was really what I wanted to do, because it's okay to have an event, but it's another thing to have a successful event. And you have
Absolutely.
To really pay attention and dot all your I's, you know, cross your T's, but you want to make every event you have a wow event.
Exactly. That's what I'm going through right now with Romancing the Smokies, is trying to make it that wow event that everybody will talk about in years to come.
That's right, that they want to come back, and they know if your name is associated with it, that it's going to have a wow to it.
Okay, the book is Plan It, from Brown Girls Publishing, author Sharon Lucas, who has a lot of experience doing these things. She's not talking off the top of her head. She's done them. Sharon, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for asking.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is Sharon Lucas, an author that this is her first book. It's all, and it's a nonfiction, and I think everybody's really going to enjoy that. Hang around so we can tell you who's going to be here next week.
Leanne Tyler's newest release, A Letter, A Garden, A Journal, A Chance at Love, Secrets on River Road. Madison Franklin is called to Wyndham House in the late spring of 1920. Curiosity for a side of her family she knows nothing about draws her in and leads her deeper and deeper in unraveling the Wyndham past. She and her intriguing new neighbor, Connor Montgomery, become fast friends, and as their relationship grows, they discover more secrets on River Road than either could have ever imagined. Leanne Tyler's Secrets on River Road, available where all fine books are sold. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions, worth staying up all night for.
And I want to thank my guests, Sharon Lucas, Tricia Anderson, and Michelle Lindo Rice. Next week, we're going to have Cassandra McLaughlin and Heather Blanton and my buddy, Shannon West. I'm really looking forward to having her. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a wonderful evening. This has been Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, and I'm Donna Wright.
Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright, is brought to you by Dark Hollows Press and produced by Leanne Tyler. Production manager, Jackie DeVera. All music provided by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com.